Morning, everyone. Today's devotion is entitled When You Grow Up. What do you want to be when you grow up? This is something adults enjoy asking kids, and just to hear their response. Some of the answers are police officer, doctor, fireman, sports person. Some of the more interesting answers might be a garbage collector or mechanic. And when asked why you want to do those jobs, the child's answer is, so I can get dirty. That's the thing here, though. It's a child's understanding or concept of what the job is about or what it means to do the job. During the week, I asked Hope what she thinks I do for work. She said I talk to people and get money. In her mind, I get paid to talk to people, since she always sees me on work calls or meetings, and somehow I get paid for doing that. If only it was that true. So now let's take the same question and ask it another way. Let's imagine asking Jesus what he wants us to be when we grow up. Suddenly, it's a whole new question. Here's what I think he'd tell us if we asked. I want you to be different from the rest of the world, to be a servant. I don't think that this is a job too many kids or young people would say that they want to do when they grow up, as they'd have some idea of what the job means. And the same goes for us adults. It sounds lowly, humiliating, lacking in dignity to be a servant for someone else. However, when we look at it another way, we find it encouraging to think of ourselves as God's servants. I mean, who wouldn't want to be the servant to the King of all creation? But when it comes to serving other people, we're not always so keen. Serving God receives a favorable response, but serving other people, especially those who can't repay, has no visible benefit or glory from anyone except from God. Christ gave us the example. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus came to serve us, not to be served by us. To be a servant of God, we must be a servant of people. At work and at home, the concept of serving people must be the foundation of what we do. When we serve, we think first of the one who we are trying to serve. So employees who serve honestly in their work honor God and deepen their value to the employer. Likewise, children who serve their parents with a joyful heart and genuine willingness also honor God and strengthen the family. So let us align our thoughts of servanthood with that of Christ and serve others with a thought of the Son of Man who came to serve and gave his life for us. That's all.
Very short. Thanks.